Ulysses drew out his sword and wanted to kill the sleeping monster, but he remembered that he and his men would not be able to remove the great stone that blocked the entrance to the cave. In the morning, the cyclop ate two more men and led out his flock of sheep. He put the great stone at the entrance. Ulysses did not give up hope. He had a plan. From the tree trunk, he cut a piece of wood 6 foot long and sharpened its end to a point. He told his four men, put the point into the giant's eye when he fell asleep that evening. In the evening, the cyclop returned with his sheep. He put the stone at the entrance and ate two more of Ulysses' men. Ulysses filled a bowl of Greek wine and offered it to the cyclop. He drank one bowl after another and was very happy. He asked Ulysses his name. Ulysses, in a clever way, said his name was Nobody, according to his plan. The giant then fell asleep. Ulysses at once took up the long stick and put its point into the fire till it was red hot. Then his four men pushed it into the giant's single eye, blinding the giant. The cyclop shouted loudly in pain and jumped to his feet. He pulled the stick from his eye and cried out to the other giants to come and help him. They wanted to know what happened. He said nobody was killing him. They said if nobody was killing him, why had he disturbed them? And they all went away and went back to sleep. The next morning, the giant removed the stone and sat in the doorway, feeling if any of the men were escaping with the sheep. But Ulysses had tied 3 sheep together, and under the middle sheep he tied a man. The giant felt the backs of the sheep, but could not find any of Ulysses' men. In this way, they passed out of the cave. At a safe distance, Ulysses unfastened his men. They hurried to the ship and sailed away. In this way, they were able to escape.